of Simcha Beidah. So we start with the sugya of Vesa Daraisa, Vesa Darabon, Nechaku. And the Gemara, where the Vesa is going to be Daraisa, Vesa Darabon. What's the Yisrael Shah? The Yisrael Shah, do you say Yisrael three times in a row? If we have to Chesh from Daraisa, you can see next time. Or Vesa Darabon, and if we do not have to be Chesh. What's the Makar Vesa Daraisa? So we saw one with Makar Rash, it's Allah HaMash V'Sina, it's Allah HaMash V'Sina, it's going to be a car. Another Pasuk Makar is a Pasuk V'Zartem. The Rishonim say that they weren't having down that he's supposed to live for a Samach Vesa. That's going to be Makar for Vestas Deraisa. Vestas Derabonan holds. There is no Lach Mishra. What? Could be a Svar. Thermakar could be a Svar. Chaim, like, is bringing the Council of Shara Muad. That we see there's something called Chazak and Kota Kula. Therefore, we say that there's a Chazak is in Kambizman. Vestas Derabonan holds. There is no Lach Mishra in Sinai. There's the Vizaitim is a Smach Tabama. And the fact that you saw 3 months in a row is not going to be considered Chazaka. Why not? We sort of. Possibilities could be something which changes. It's multifactorial. It's telling the moon, the sun, it's telling on what's going on in life, and therefore, just because so last time doesn't mean I'm going to see this time, and therefore the chazak is not considered chazak. Or you could just say zamzah. There's no such chazak. Just because something happened 3 times, so from the karkaim, something happens 3 times doesn't tell you for sure that's going to be considered chazak, and therefore it's not going to be a chazak. Then we saw a third approach to the sugya, that maybe there are different parts of the chazaka, there are different parts of the vest. This is the fact that I'm going to see, there's the bedika, there's the prisha, there's abiyama vest. So zak, the chasam sefer, the ra'ah, they want to say that the prisha on the yama vest is deraisa, mashenkein, ava vest, lebarka, or after the vest, that's only going to be darabana. What's the yisod adav? The yisod adav is because the way the yibhidish does the vek is that the fact that maybe I'm going to see Shememes Chashinan, there's no chazak, I'm not going, maybe I'm going to see. But the fact that I saw already that we have a chazakah that you didn't see, a chazakah can't tell you I'm not going to do something. The chazakah maybe can say in the past that didn't happen. So do I have to parish midraisa? I have to parish midraisa. Because maybe I'm going to see. The chazakah can't tell you I'm not going to see. Once I pass the vest to tell me that I didn't see, that's only derabanan, and therefore that's going to be okay. Harry Paskin, the Shach, Paskin's Vestas, there are one on across the board. We're going to get all the different variations. Some Seifers, as Rabbi Nelson Adler and others, hold that the Prisha Samacha Vest, like the Ra, is going to be Deraisa, and it's only other Vest is going to be Darabonon, that the actual priest is going to be Darabonon. What's Nafkamina? What Nafkamina is, like you mentioned, somebody loses all the Cheshbani, so the Vestas, so Yusuf and Chavis Das, Vestas Darabonon, you're able to be Makel. If you hold that priest is some of the best day, so then you are not able to go ahead and be makel. What's the halacha on the vest? Is one halacha on the vest that one has to be parish mitasha mita? What about achokas, chivik v'nishik, and other halachas? Which Mishnah brings down that if it's that vest deraisa, mustaber chivik v'nishik deraisa, you have to be parish. Vest derabanan, he's mafapa back and forth. And the maskana Mishnah is more likely to say that even on vest derabanan, Yishmi Machmor and Chivik and Nishuk. To be Sesev is Chilik, and he says that we're not Machmor and Chivik, we're not Machmor and Chivik and Nishuk, and the only thing I think Machmor is Tashish Bovad, and not from Shakrivis. The Taz, once it's being a Raya, the Bach, the Taz, once it's being a Raya, it's Osim and Adin, brings a Raya from Shimon and Bez, the Rosh brings in Avirus, we're Machmor and Chivik and Nishuk, because maybe Dechishak, who didn't have Hacha, Koshkin, Yishak, Chishak, Tvei, Kishak, Hadarach, those in words, Kesher Chederach, like upon him, Zekta Taz, that over here is going to be also Mikar Din, Chibuk Vinishuk, and it's not like the Mechaber, it's also Mikar Din. The approach of the Shach and the Bach is Machmer Tavalei Bracha, Mikar Din is Mutter, you get a blessing if you're going to be Machmer. It's just a Misad Atash, and everyone agrees is Asser. Hachokis, everyone agrees is Mutter. Divei Pius Veritza, everyone agrees is Mutter. That does not go into Chibuk Vinishuk. Where is the machlekes? Chiv v'nishek. Shita said Taz. Hasim and Adin. She's a mechaber. Mutar legamri. Approach of the Bach and the Shach is machmer tevelei bracha. And that's the general approach. Machmer tevelei bracha on chiv v'nishek. That's the basic psak. The Gemara says that mita achas is a little bit more chomer. And mita achas is a koshke. And he should be machmer. And he shouldn't be sleeping on one bed because it's more closer to.
And
Chibur Kanishik? What do you say? No, it's more chug than what?
And
Chibur
Kanishik?
Hey, you end the bed together. It's a, you know.
It's worse than
you do that. Sorry, it's already Kipshut. Kipshut is already done. I'm asking.
Hello.
In terms of what's the. So, Seba, we spoke during the Vast, Tashimit is also Chimnishik, Machmet of Lebracha, David Pierce is going to be Motor. There's another aspect of the Vast that one has to do with Bedika. What type of Vast you have to do with Bedika? Vast Kavua, you definitely have to do with Bedika. You know, Benz is dinner of Vast Kavua. We saw Vast and Kavua, there was some type of Vikuach that the Paris Moinim one, maybe Vasay someone, that by Vast and Kavua, you have to do Bedika. So the Paris Moinim is Medaik that you don't have to do Bedika by Vast and Kavua. There are so much mice they say, maybe like that. Lamaisu we paskin, like Rav Achrinim, that a Veshenik Vuor would yes need a Bedika, but it's more kal in a couple of different ways. Number one, a Veshenik Vuor one does not do a Bedika, so number one, we saw from the Chavaz Das that yes, we oiker the vest. A Vest Kavuor, you pass the day, you don't do a Bedika, you have to be Machmer. Veshenik Vuor, if you do not do a Bedika, it will be oiker the vest. We also saw that being Veshen and Kavua is machloikis, so a lady who has issues with doing bedikas, for example, she gets very common for her to get markers and scratches, so we said that, b'chai gavna, tasa she'el schachem, but many times they'll be makel not to do bedikas on the Veshen and Kavua, because it's better to do 14 bedikas in Zayin Akim than to do bedikas on the Veshen and Kavua, so many times, if a lady has a history of getting scratches, your poisek might be makel on vest, She'ene kavua. This is not what? Not ena benus. What? Vest she'ene kavua. What? Mentioned in the Patterson, I didn't mention it.
Okay.
I lost everyone?
Yeah.
Who's the chiv to do a bedika? If somebody does not do a bedika on the vest kavua, so we saw a sigya. The Gemara says that vest is the rice, so it's mamish, it's going to be also. Vest is the abundant, maybe it's not going to be also. We paskin that in Sifta Shah, Nashim Sikhas bedika shkia vest. Ava vest le bat kavua gisha, terrible bedika. Some people say that Ava vest. You can be tired without any bedika, and it's going to be mutter. Why vest the rabbanon? Therefore, other vest is going to be mutter. V'yeshayimim sasura asher tivdek. We saw the sheet zero, and others they say that's asher asher tivdek. Im yesh leves kavua or in a benus, it's going to be asher ad. It's going to be asher asher tivdek, and you're going to be asher. What are you going to be asher in? So we saw from the Sheva Levi yesh lachker on a vest kavua or in a benus after. The inabeniness, what are you asser in? Are you just asser in Tasha Mita, Chivinik Shemach, Batavalai Bracha? Or over here, maybe it's going to be more chomer, because we have to be chishes that it came, Erchaz Manei Ba, and therefore we have to be chishes that it's going to came, and therefore we have to be more machmer. And then the Tia Rashi Levi say over here, we're more machmer, and you're asser in everything. Even Achokis and everything, you're going to be asser ad Shetivdig. Now, this is all by Aves Kavua. This is by Aves Kavua. Now, how much later can you do a Vedika by Aves Kavua? It's also Asher Tivdek. How much later can you go in and do a Bedika? So, the Shach wants to say you have to do Bedika right away. If you do Bedika later on, what is that going to help? And how is that going to verify anything? The Taz, on the other hand, said, I feel like Bodka has Zman Harbe, even if it's very, very long, you're able to be Mekov. Loimin and Shem Nafal Aretz, Zman Aves. You don't say that maybe fell to the Shem Nafal Aretz. And even you could do a Bedika much later on, and you don't have to be Chishish. That it came and then it came and it came and left. The Pesach Shiva brings down the Bach's Chumah that has to be right away. He says, "Achrein kosei lochesh the Chumazu." The Achrein says, "You don't do chesish for it." Therefore, Lach Lamaisa, a lady forgot her Ein Abeninus or forgot her Veskavua. We're going to be makel to do a Bedika later on, and it's going to be okay. Now, how much later is later? Really, the question is, what is up doing a Bedika later on? She forgot. You know, a lady calls up that she forgot to do a bedika, and now she's 6 months pregnant, or whatever. Or it's, you know, or I forgot bedika 4 months ago, and I need to do a bedika. So what do we do now? Is any point to doing a bedika right now? Well, or the Shalom Bayis issue is fine. This happened. The Shalom Bayis issue. So serious Shalom Bayis issues, and she sort of was, sort of separated, and then now decide they're getting back together. So,
she didn't notice a
Riyah? She didn't have a Riyah. She's whatever. She didn't have a Riyah, but the question is, she passed Beninus. So, and now it's 2 weeks later. Do we say that it's also does it help now to go and do bedika? Because what are you verifying now, and what are you doing now? So this really gets into the shaila. Every time you do bedika on Yom HaVest, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to figure out? It's like the Chavis Das. You know, if I do bedika at 5 o'clock, maybe I see it at 4 o'clock, maybe I see it at 6 o'clock. What does it help me? So okay, here if I do bedika at the end of the day, so that says I didn't see it till now. But if I do bedika at 4:30, so maybe I would see it at 4:45. And what is that going to help? It's like the Chavis Das that. Go do it. Put in Machtachik. We can't tell. We don't know. We have no idea whether she. We have no way to figure out that she really is not seeing is with the aspect of a Machtachik, and therefore you're gonna have to have a Machtachik during the whole zman of the vest. Who heard in the chavetz das is another chumri. He says, like, let's say you do bidika, you never look at it, and you lose the aid. Who heard in b'shas v'as etilamayim gam kein tameya? Because maybe agoshes agosha, and she thought it was agosha merikayimi, and therefore he has many chumris. The minigayim is not like that. Why not? Zak the chazanish. That adds some v'ses darban and all. That's your have no chashash. You're going to see b'aside. B'aside, a person is misalakas. And there isn't a chashash, a person is going to see us. A vest rabban holds. Elamai, Chazal came along and said, "My rabban, we're going to be chashish and go ahead and say, go ahead and do, go ahead and be pirish." Who did? My rabban, we're going to say, go ahead and do bedika. But the chavis bedika is not really proving the whole day I'm not seeing. The chavis bedika is just doing that. It's more giving us more of a proof, more of a bitachin, more of a raya. And then chenami, maybe see in a half hour. Okay, a lot of things in this world, which maybe this, maybe that, and being that midrash, we're not chush, you're going to see. Even midrabanan, that we are chush, so we do a bedika, chavis bedika, it's going to be enough, and it's going to be okay. How many bedikas do you need? So we saw different shitas. The Yehuda said, "Kam upon b'yoyim." Ramosha brings down like these maybe morning, afternoon, night, like just like 2-3 bedikas. We saw the chazan ish. One nusach of the chazan said to do 2 bedikas. One time the chazan said to do 1 bedika. So the others do like Ramosha says that if you wear tight underwear, that's a kiyum maybe of the chavis das, and that'll be considered a kiyum of the chavis das, and therefore that will be considered like either you had a bedika the whole time, do 1/2 bedikas, but and just wear underwear and you got an episakim of the episakim of the chavis das. Like on the Ikai Din, most of us don't like you to do 2 bedikas, but 1 in the morning, 1 at night, or 1 at night, and 1 either before you go to sleep or you get up. But if a lady has any histiomachus, which many ladies have histiomachus, not going to be my bedikas, and therefore it's only going to do 1 and not to do 2. So once you have this yisodi with chazan ish, that he said a davar bedika is not a foolproof thing. You're just trying to get a yes or bitachon. It's like bet some vesta bonol. It's okay. We're just doing a bedika just to try to be a little bit more sure. So therefore, they say who didn't other vests. It was a long time ago. You could go ahead and be makel and do a bedika, even though by vest kavua, even though it's other vest, and it's 2 weeks later. So technically, what are you doing now? Echnami chazal minachavis bedika, adikim minachavis bedika, and therefore the poskim are make over that cloud, even if it's a while later, they can be make over to go ahead and do a bedika.
Now this lady didn't do a bedika. The man said she didn't do it.
With us kavua?
Or your mom?
So you're also to do a bedika. What do you mean?
So let's say she's 6 months
pregnant. So do a bedika now.
Anytime.
So chavis a bedika and therefore they asked you to do it.
The eldest is doing now. She's ready to have Tashmish and this is pregnant.
What?
Need a
kamara?
She's pregnant 6 months.
She
should do a
bedika. Yeah. Because I'm a chayav bedika, right? What do you say?
What's a tayelis for it?
Which there's a chayav bedika. It's like because I'm a chayav bedika and therefore. Which look, there are. There is a very chashuv rav who taka was machmir. He said like, what do you mean? The whole side of other vessel, the whole discussion over here is maybe after the time where it's possible, you're within 5 days, 7 days. Once you pass the time and went to Taina, that no, maybe was the big thing to do. If at least he's 5 days, and I go, okay, I can be good in 5 days. Once you're 2 weeks later, Mechate says, Mumukabat, the approach that the Yisrael Dava is that Chazam Chabibidika, and they ask you to until you did a bedika, and if you do a bedika later on, the maisa will be mekam. And this is all by Vas Kavura. What did I say? Do you need a kapara? So it says that. Why? Because, what?
There's no,
you don't even
get
aura.
Sorry, she's
missing
like
that
for 6 months.
Vas, Shani Kavua, Ava, Vas, then you're going to be Mutter. Who are then, not only is it a Mutter, we saw the Chavas Das that if you pass the Vas Shani Kavua, it's going to be Oiker the Vas, then you want to be Cheshire for the next month. If you didn't do a Bedika on day Chavchas of the month. So you pass Chavchas, so then it's Ava, Vas, then you're going to be Mutter. And next month Chavches is not going. Next month Chavches, you're not going to ask it. But again, that's a mechir b'dika. It's an avesh and kavur. We said roev achrenam amach. We have to b'dika on avesh and kavur. There is a pidus yimaynim, which is a pidus yimaynim, which is make all that the whole chir b'dika is dafka. It's the shayla we learn up the lashon harajba. They say it brings down. Shayla they say it's the harajba. And once we make one, so there is no chir b'dika on avesh. We said the halacha is that we are machmir b'vayter, but makam serach. For example, a lady who has issues of makas and situations like that. So then, vest sheni kavua. Yeah, you want to know what do they do? You know, as long is the zmana vest. So the zmana vest kipshuta is going to be the oina is going to be 12 hours. So zura came along and says, Nagu Olam, the meaning is to be machmer, that you have to be machmer for not just 12 hours, you have to be machmer even the Oina beforehand. What's the Pshan? The most Achim understand Azura is just Pator Chumra Ba'alma. What's the Pshan? The Chumra, so everyone wants to say maybe the Chumra is that it's a later Chumra. The Pshan is that being rave people, see, and he says that one Pshan the Chumra is that sometimes it's darkay for a lady to. See earlier, therefore, to be makdim, therefore, we're chayshus. Voice is rave nashim see during the day. So, if we only ask during the day and not at night, so we'll come out, people will just forget to arzvestus, and therefore, that's why nogu to be machmer for the nogu machmer or zrua. What's the psalm of zrua? Machaber, mud, don't bring it down. Listen to the taz is tamu lahachmer. It's something which is a crazy thing to do. First with Amal Kula, the Gemara says, "First, Mutter, why in the world would somebody in the right mind answers Taz? Why in the right world somebody answers such a thing?" Shach does like it. He wants to say that the Gemara doesn't. He wants to answer the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about when they had like a Shakavua. Now we don't have a Shakavua the whole time. Is the vest. And he says, "Gam Bach Mashmi Yoyd VaHashem Yor Shemayim Shmi Moikar Zura." Kama goes Sharidua, Hividozu Maskana, and therefore he says Yerushalayim Ayim Shem Yimach. We said, what's the Ira? We said the Ira is the Chazanish said that it's a Chumra for Bnei Torah, and that's the Ira on the Arzurua. It seems to me nowadays is much more popular than Amol, and it seems to be a Chumra, it seems to be a Chumra for Bnei Torah. I'm just curious if for the Yomai Yeshivas, not a Chumra for. Some make a shayi shayi. The basis is not a shayi shayi. The yisurei dav is it's a chumra for bnei teir makam tzarech is mutter. So therefore, it's a chumra bnei teir makam. What?
Then how much mutter you for shana shayna?
No, I'm saying the makam tzarech is mutter. We said whenever there's a shas al chak, then we said then there's makam to go ahead and be makel.
This conversation about the real.
Rabbi Yosef, the Shah brings down Rabbi Yosef, the guy saying brings down Rabbi Yosef, that the 12 hours is more of like a oina, and it's not going to be day or night, it's going to be more of a different cheshvin. How do you cheshvin it? The Shah likes Rabbi Yosef a lot, and the way the Shah cheshvin Rabbi Yosef is, he says you always have to 12 hours. So if you have a winter day, which is very short, let's say it's a 9-hour day, you're going to have to add an hour and a half in the morning, hour and a half at night, to make the 12 hours. If it's a summer day, which is short, so you're going to knock off an hour and a half in the summer days, very long, sorry. You're going to knock off an hour and a half. It's always going to be 12 hours. And, well? We just said, you knock off on both sides, and you're going to make it, you just do the middle 12 hours, whatever it's going to be. 18-hour day, so you have 3 in the morning and 3 at night are going to, are those are going, it's when Nisan and Tishrei. I think Marshall also called them, so when Nisan and Tishrei, of when the Shreis are the same time, when they're equal, when they're not equal, it's not going to, going to be. The Taz doesn't really think how to do that, Yassaf. He's like, what's going on? It's going to come out that part of the day is Mutter, part of the day is Aser. How are you going to figure it out? It doesn't make so much sense. Therefore, he doesn't like it so much. He says, Rabbi Yosef himself probably always is 6 hours before and 6 hours after, whenever you see. You see 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock afternoon, he'll probably do from 11 to 11 at night. Rabbi Yosef is always going to do 6 hours before, 6 hours after, and that's how you cheshbin the Rabbi Yosef. The Chazon Sofer in Tshuva says the cheshbin of Rabbi Yosef is always 12 hours before. That's what it is. Whenever you see 7 o'clock in the 6 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 hours before is going to be the Avi Asaf. Therefore, he says the Ozeru is the extension of Avi Asaf. Meaning, you would have to do 12 hours before, so come out the Oina before would be par muta par Asa. So just like rounded it off, and they rounded it off and said that you're Asa the whole time. In terms of Alach Lamaisa, the Avi Asaf is not some Kabun Kai. So why the Ozeru more than Avi Asaf? Just because it's probably just practically. Able to, the Nagta Ezra, maybe, right? Yeah, the Bach Ezra is like Sama Pella, the way he does it, right? We don't do the Bach Ezra, right? The Bach Ezra was, they can see Samach to his man, right? The Bach Ezra was, you always have to do, whenever you sing close to, you have to do the time before. You sing close to Shkia, you have to do the time after. The Bach Ezra B'chal, we're not Naig, and we don't do it. How does one Cheshbin the Yoim and Laila Benegeya Vestas Benegeya Kolta Kula, so Alois that says that's going to be the cheshbon of the day versus night. Benegeya all Halachas Vinderaklal Mishnah Megillah says everything starts from Alois. Negev and the Arsim Achoyim, which do say like that, we forget is from Alois to says the Chavaz Das wants to say that the way you figure that is over here, it's totally in the sun and the moon. Thing that's telling the sun and the moon is like the Chavaz Das, so therefore it doesn't go from Alois to Tseis, it goes from Nates to Shkia, and that's like in the Cheshbon. We saw the Pilots in Moin when we dig in the Shach. The Shach talks about the end about Tseis. Why is he talking about Tseis? Zach the Pilots in Moin that Anachanami, the day starts maybe by Nates, but it's not going to be. It's not going to end until Tseis, because he says still the sun is still around until you get to Tseis, the sun is still around, and therefore the Cheshbon is to go from Nates to Tseis. That's what it sounds like. Halacha l'maisa, the Mina Klaiso is like the Chavaz Das, and we do from Nates to Shkia, and that's like in the Cheshbon the Vestas. We saw a shot, somebody's on a plane, and the vest gets longer, or the vest gets shorter. If you're flying into time, flying in time, flying out of against time. So, well, you know what does one do then? Just agav the. Sorry about that. But anyhow, Kitzur Minakai says Nates to from Nates to Shkia. And that's going to be a minute. Oh, so you're flying. So if you're flying in time, flying against time. So Asim Achim, I want to say that, look, you're flying against time, you have a 12-hour vest, now it turns into a 6-hour vest, and they want to be Machmer, the Pasha Halach is that we're Mekel, whatever the day is, and that's safe to Cheshbon. Just arguing on a plane, like we don't the Cheshbon time wrong when on a plane, that when you're up in the air, so how do you Cheshbon, like Alois, Nate, Shkia, it says, you go from up above or you go down below. So I've been on planes. I remember once this guy had, it was the yard site, and he was like very, very anxious to dive in. And he's like sitting there watching outside, you know, looking to see when it gets light. And the second it got light, he wanted to dive in. I was trying to explain to him that you can't really dive in now because it's way before Alois and way before Nace. Just because up here you see the sun down there, and back down on Earth. You don't really see it, and it's not really the Zman and the Kachava, and therefore the Zman goes by the ground. It doesn't go by.
How much longer is it?
It can be a decent amount of time. Yeah.
10 minutes or like an hour?
No, it can be half hour, 40 minutes. I'm saying.
playing alone?
So only have
two kids born at the same second. She's going to bris him, huh?
Things on her, if a lady in the gay that's in your vest, figuring out what's considered a vest. So we saw the Ramah, the Ramah says that Ish is Mishan a vest, you have to be Choshesh, basically, you have to be Choshesh for all the 2 or 3 days. The question is, what does that mean? The Shach learns, it's not a regular case. They see a vest, let's say 28, next month they see 26, you have to be Choshesh for both. And that's the Choshesh, that's Mefarish Gemara, Zalkar Beirav, and why in the world would Ramah be telling us such a lacham, and therefore they want to be Chalak on the Shach. The answer we said to the Shach is maybe Yesh Lechalik between whether it's close or far away. If you're seeing very far away, one time you see 32, another time you see 24, so that looks like you're starting a new vest. But if it's like 28, 26, they're close to each other, maybe it's not a new vest. That's a Hemshech vest. Kamash on the Ramban and the Shach, you have to go ahead and be Chuzish for it. Other Achim have different Malachim how to learn the Pshan and the Ramban, and the Malachim need to be Yehuda is something called Yimei Mevucha. Yimei Mevucha is all the days which a lady is ruggled to see him. So that all that has a din of Yimei Avest, being that she's Mishan Avest 1 month this day, 1 month that day, and in the range which she sees, yet we chushish for all the days. How many days in the view and shuv inside? Since say 7 days, there are a lot of places from Shevet Levi and others that Cheshbon for the Ashev. They want to go yet we chushish for 3 days and not for 7 days. How many times you have to see on the 3 days? Shevet Levi liked you to see 3 times on those days. Two times on the days, and that's the concept of Yimei Mevucha. What do we pass Yimei Mevucha? So Mason Shuva says that's Yimei Mevucha we're not going to be machim for, but he would like you to do a bedika during Yimei Mevucha, meaning that's all for to see. So Mason would like you to do a bedika in those times. Other places come on, I'm a chayav bedika, they have a kinuach, or they just tell you to, you know.
Only if it's going to be tashmash, right?
Yeah, only if it's going to be tashmash.
Why don't they go with this remote?
Because there are a lot of Mahakam, there are Mother Shach, the Chazan Siddiqadin is like the Shach. The Chab, that just dumb. It's talking about you saw 28, next one you see 26. The Chesh of Vod Vesh Ezh Gvua. Not that if I see 1 month 29, 1 month 27, 1 month 32, or whatever, or 29, 28, 27, that's Chesh for all the days. The Chab has a different approach. He learns that if you see Mayan Psuach, the Mayan Sassam, and you got a lot of Vesh Gvua, the Kiss of Vod Mahakam, I learned the Ramah. And they say if the Ramah meant like the Nebu, that's really a whammer Chiddish. Like just like a very funny way of saying it, like and therefore big chiddush, sorry, yeah. And therefore the chiddush there are, you know, definitely a lot of, you know, a chashuv chilek of the chashuvi klaiso, which are chiddush for a lot of people who are not chiddush, a lot of people who are not chiddush for. Now a lady who has a suffix, she's not sure if she sees before Netzachama or after Netzachama. So machlik zrishayim when you ask her, do you say you are both? We don't know what it is. You're for sure tame. Do you say something derabanan, suffer derabanan lakula, and we're gonna say a chazakin, and only aser dafka during the day? How do we paskin? Rabbi says we deliver space to chamba, come and shop, come and come and come and it's a chamba, and it's a passes the only we also during the day, and not gonna be both, and he passes like the shita slahakal, and turn on kol, and we say for therefore dafka during the days, and we also the Bach says that over here it's re'el hachmer because suffik lets you ben v'leila. Why? Because we have arzura plus we have rishanim over here, so here it's a little bit more, much more chamer, and therefore if you're not sure where you saw during nates, you're not sure before after nates hachama, you should also ben v'leila, and the yerushimayim should go ahead re'el hachmer should be machmer. We said this is all in a situation where she knows that she saw, she doesn't know what time it is. Why? She was on it, she didn't have a watch. She didn't look at her watch. That's what the case is talking about. Let's say she wakes up in the morning and she sees Dam. So there we saw from the Eshkol and others that over there we say that they have a chazaka. They have a chazaka. It's fine. It's a chazaka. It's probably better when I stand anyhow. Keeps me up. It's fine. It's fine. There's a chazaka that came later on, and we say it came later on. Therefore, if you wake up in the morning, let's say dafka came during the day, and you don't have to be choshesh for the night, only b'tor azura, but not b'tor. What gets into shaila is like, let's say she drew tons of blood and she woke up close to alois, or it was close to shkia, and there was tons of blood, and it was mistaveh that was beforehand. You know, that gets a little bit complicated, and over there, definitely in the stomach,
you take it as a
chumrah,
or you can say that it's
b'shul
from before?
If you're able to say before, and you have to know exactly how quickly, how much, and usually it's not going to be clear how quickly, how much. If it's not as clear, it's like she checked 2 minutes. She didn't look at her pad the whole day, and she checked 2 minutes after Shkia, and it was soaked. Okay, so we sort of know what's going on. It was like 2 minutes after she didn't check the whole day, and there's tons of blood. So then that came those 2 minutes, and she didn't feel it, didn't notice it. That would be extremely strange. But usually it's not so like 2 minutes later. Usually it's a half hour late, 45 minutes later, an hour later. Usually it's not going to be clear. And then we would say that probably you should be machmer being reliable in that situation. If
you count 4 days or 5 days of this, sir, is that the case of seeing banish mashas?
Are you not sure? Yeah. Saying then I'll be even, yeah.
So from the day, you only need to count 4 days?
If you want
to. Well, it's five from the day. Saying, yeah. So time's up.
5 days.
Okay, we're doing good. Mechaben Sefesavav discusses if a lady sees a riyah for a couple of days, or you see a short riyah, what's going to be the halacha? So in Sefei says, if you bring down the rabbi and mechaben the lady sees like a short riyah before nates, after nates, so by the rabbi brings down what she holds, they answer just the chilas riyah, brings down shenak, she's just saying they answer bein b'yom bein b'layla, brings down first, she only answer shir nimshach by the amount which you see. How you pass the chamer? Pass the visir. A real mikol mitzvah chamer. At achen mitzvah chamer, you aser belayla v'yom kasher nishvach boy, and you aser those the night, the whole night, and the day, the amount of time which you see. That's going to be considered your. That's going to be considered your zman vest. And so vav discusses a more normal situation. A lady sees 2-3 days, which is interesting. Those days, like 2-3 days, like that was like the amount of days they saw. A lady sees 2-3 days. How long are you going to be aser? So the rabbi also brought down my mishita, as you say, the Ramban says tuchesh every single day. Other rishonim say tuchesh that only the first day. Some say it's so vashen and kavua. And the maaser b'sakim l'chaver is only tuchesh for the first day. So effect all the achrim, I put the two things together. So fei we said yeah aser kashir nishach boy. So vav we say only aser at the tchilas riyah tuchesh for the whole riyah. So to malachim, one malach was that. Sefei is somebody you saw straight 4 hours. Sevav is somebody you saw 2-3 days, but you don't see straight. Not only for a lady to see boom, 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 boom for 72 hours straight. This is not the Matzias. So therefore, when you see 2-3 days, you're not saying boom, 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 boom. Therefore, we're going to go back to the beginning. Mashenkein, if Sefei is somebody 3-4 hour area, or even an hour area, before nates, after nates, even half hour area, over there can be Aser Belayla, Vim Shir Nishal, because that's all one area. Another malach we saw that Yesh Lachalik Tina Ria Muat. Versus Riyah Meruba. If it's a long Riyah, 3-4 days, so it's Mustaved. It gives me the first one, and the rest is going to be just Tosef as Dam, Hemshech of that. If you show a very short Riyah, like for an hour or two, so then it's Mustaved to say, like, it's all one thing. It wasn't like just the Iker was the beginning and then it was Mamshech. It's like, why did it stop so quickly? And the whole thing was the Iker Riyah, and therefore that's why in Sef, hey, we're going to answer Kishir Nimshech Boy, Mashenkein, and Sevav. We're going to only ask her that only ask the tchilas riyah. It's like about most situations. It says sevav, a lady saying a whole bunch of days, and you only can go back to the beginning. That's really the classical situation. The person discusses. So let's say she saw and then she stops and then she sees again. So do you have to be chayshus? How many times do you have to be chayshus? Shout about that. But so. If it's one vest and she basically was seeing the whole time that rather wanting to go bust the clear three, the question is if there was a hapsik in between and she started counting Zayin Nakiyam. So what's the milach in that situation? So Chavos Das discusses it, Parson Moyen discusses it. Basically, definitely if it was pretty much most place can hold it, if you did a hapsik taira and you started counting a day and then you had another haria, then you have to be chishish that that's going to be considered a separate vest and you're going to be mach. When I say another ria, I mean a ria, not just like the bidikah didn't come out good. A full, a decent amount of dam, and then you have to be chishish to be considered a separate vest. Mashen Kane, if it was just going straight and it really wasn't that, and you didn't have hefsek tire and she's singing the whole time, then you're not going to be chishish and you're just going to go basa. What? That's debatable. This year, maybe if you have a hefsek tire, you start counting and you had a full ria, pasha said if you had a full, it's very rarely going to happen. But if you had a whole full ria with hefsek tire, and day four, and you had a whole full ria, then yeah, then we don't know what the ikaria is, and then one should be machmir. Derech klal, these shaylos come up when people are one or two situations. People are on pills, and that's where you know that's where it comes up. People, you know, things are just off and out of whack.
As a result,
right. Day 4, she just had like a whole rhea of the Zainakim. And yeah, I'm saying there are pills. So if it's like, I have a second of the full rhea, you know.
You have
40
days?
What did
you
say?
Four,
be, it won't be 4 days. How many days?
It'll be one. Show before the Zainakim. She
did have sick. How many days is that going to be?
Depends on how long.
Could be 9. You could have a 9-day vest.
We buy for a fellowship of Zara.
Yeah, because day 4 is Zainakim. You got to wait 5 days. 5 days from when you saw. Then 4 days Zainakim. So end up being a 9-day vest. The haflog will be 9 days. You have 2 Yom HaChodeshes. Yeah, you have 2 Yom HaChodeshes. We'll see that in Kafei Tas Mitzvashem. And here we
no.
And fine. Gets a, in the normal case is not going to come up, but that'll be the situation. We saw a certain ladies like Sidim Sulakis. We bear some in Nekis like Sidim Sulakis, and the Sidim Sulakis. And you don't be chishes for their. You don't be chishes when the misalekas for this man that they're going to see. When you consider misalekas, so the Gemara says mubaris mishakibur, which is after 3 months. That's the point where they consider misalekas. Until then, you not be considered misalekas. Please discuss bisman hazeh. Do you have to be? Do we say nishtana tava or not? And nowadays, the mitzvah says that most, a lot of ladies, in the first 3 months, they don't see, and therefore it should be therefore you should be misalekas right away. But Moishin Tshuva wants to say that nowadays it's nishtana tava, and therefore toich gemachadashim, you can say the misalekas right away.
You have
to have eskavod. That's and Moishin Tshuva wants to. Be meikel. A lot of achrayim want to be machmir. They say, "Why don't we machmir?" They say, "No more kivegan." You already discussed it. The case you mentioned, kivegan, right? The lady who came pregnant, and about 10 months later, her husband was out of town, and that angel said she went to the mikvah, and she saw. He says, "I it's not so common, not so shkiach. Who cares?" Still we say that. And some surveys even Megamora is very not shkiach to see in the first 3 months. 3 months was just a final proof. Right away, you're somewhat musalekas. When they verm kvedim, then you're totally musalekas. And therefore, they want to say that that would be the svarna. Like, oh, my shavai, it could be nishtana teva, is only when nishtana teva to everyone. There still is a mina matzi of nashim dusi in the first 3 months. And therefore, they want to be chilek on. Therefore, they want to be chilek on Moshe. So, with that cloud, it's not going to be so negative, said, because usually, by the time you figure out you're pregnant, you pass all the veshani kavuos. Mostly, it's on our vesh kavuos. Maybe once you get pregnant, they pass all the veshani kavuos. Kibbutz Negev already has a long vest. And that's where Kibbutz Negev. But that cloud, it's not so. But that cloud, it's not so shkiach. Minekes. The 24 months is considered musalakas. Now, come on, everyone knows the bazaar is always going to stand at Tevik and Mitzvah, as they do see. And when they're not nursing, they definitely do see. And once the lady starts seeing regularly, once the lady starts seeing already, we're going to be cautious for Vestas by Menekas. There are a lot of places in Goethe Pshara that they'll say that, yes, they'll be Machmer Rebbe Mubaris maybe the first 3 months. And yes, they'll be Machmer Menekas when you see, but only for the Iker Vestas. So not going to be Machmer Zeruah, it's not going to be Machmer. You know, maybe Beis Meir, maybe not Beis Meir, depending how much they believe in the Beis Meir. We'll see in the Sugya. You know, the Ramban, not like the Ramban. Maybe, you know, the place, depending on how much you know, they come out in the Sugya, what's the Chumra, what's the Kerdin. But there definitely is a Hira like that to make a Zap Shara. A lady is in a matzav pachad. So the Gemara says a pachad is Yom Tov Kishish for the Shasta vest, and that's Mechava Paskins. Hoysa Nichbas. The Rav brings down dafka over a vest, but if it's not over a vest, you're going to need a bedika, which the Beis Yisrael jump on the Ramah on that sheet. That the Lecher, I mean, the Gemara compares Mubaris to being in a place of pachad, and by Mubaris, we're saying you don't need a bedika. Who I did over here, we say you don't need a bedika. So the Taz says the difference is Yishchak and Mibarasim. Over here, the Mibarasim upside is that she's Mselekes. Over here, it's the Pachad. Maybe Hazim will calm her down. Maybe the Tashim will calm her down. And therefore, that's the reason why we're going to need a Bedika. The Bezos have learned that the Gemara is going. Okay, this is now because we pass on the mice somebody in the mouth of the pachad that lechila one would need a bid lechila one would need a bedika. Another person discussed that the Gemara Yivama says the Gemara Nida says that pachad a straight pachad is masalikit, but a sudden scare brings the dam. So therefore, so like the Paiskin will come out that if a sudden brings a dam, so come out that a lady should have to do bedika whenever there's a matzav of a sudden pachad, she should have to go and do bedika. That's the machrayim, which are okay. The amachayvi, the sudden pachad, that you have to go and do bedika because Rukhaisha said it's going to bring the dam. Some Sefer Shuvah we saw that he says that no, that when you're going to see, it's going to see only it's going to be a matzav of shafa. It's not going to come out a little bit, and if she didn't see b'shafa, then you do not have to be chayshish. So when the gay birth control pills. So, Ravaz says in Tshuva that he wants to say that when he gave the first day al kapanim, when he gave that vest, he says dafka if you're muchzik that you don't see. So 3 months in a row, you're on the birth control pills and you didn't see. So then the halacha is we can say that you considered musulakis. Mashenkein, if you didn't pass 3 months, so Ravaz wants to say you have to go ahead and be chayshish. The Inam is like us, and you have to go ahead and rechayshish three times. I work for you. There are other places you want to say maybe nowadays our pills are better. It's checked by millions millions of people, and if they want to be makel even earlier to say you're considered Musalakis. The sort of dev is, are we comparing it to a Mubaris, who's told Musalakis, or we have to prove that's Musalakis? And therefore, or maybe like Pacha needs a Bedika, and therefore we're not going to go ahead and be makel. Party one is probably 3 months, but no, definitely Malkim Tzarech, definitely to be Malkim to go ahead and be Mako. Now, once she's on the pill, so once you're Muxing on to Chesh Vestis, a lot of pills you see, you go on for a certain amount of time, you go off, and then you see a couple of days later. So, the person discussed when you go off the pill, so let's say 2 days later it says on the package that you're going to see. So, when you get to those 2 days, you have to be Parish already. Because being that it's able to see, it's like a vest, and therefore what Chush is going to see, and being that Chush is going to see, at that point, you have to be parish. Some are Machmer Legam be parish, some say do Bedika beforehand, and, you know, it's definitely a point which
parish
is very...
Tashmish or Tachok is it?
What do you say? Tashmish, I'm saying. And some are Mechayiv of Bedika beforehand, some are Machmer Legamri, but you know, at that point, she's able to see. And if it doesn't come, then you're okay. So sometimes it doesn't come. There are times I've had it, people gone off the pill and just nothing happens. And you know, that does happen. And if that happens, then okay. And then you're good to go. What?
And you assume it's just not coming?
If you pass a couple of days, yeah, you don't have to worry about it. The vestus which you see because of the pill. And then after you go off the pill, that we're going to have to discuss, is that you know what caused the vest. You're holding back the vest, you stop the pill, and that caused the vest. So now the shayla is, do I have to be chayshish for that, or don't I have to be chayshish for that, and that we'll discuss. And we'll discuss, is the vest a kvitza, not a kvitza, is it have to be kvitza, and we'll discuss it in the hamshach. Yitzhak, the Gemara says that, what's the gather of Yoytza the Derech, so we saw Pesach Shuvah says Yud Beis Mol, that's not Yoytza Rav, and Bezman is the person says a combination of missing the Zman Oina, what you normally do, Kafi, the Matzav of the house, and a combination of really how far and where the person's going. You know, if the person's going in a place which is dangerous, they're going to a war, so maybe there's a shteka, she's nervous about him, the person's going to outer space, right, you're taking whatever, you know, maybe she's a little nervous, and therefore there'd be a shteka, because my shenka is just going down the block. Sleeping somewhere, I don't know, going to the Rebbe for Yontiv, Lavdavka, Lavdavka, depending how far or close. Well, it's totally in her Bikr. So, if it's a Chiliv, what is the Chiliv? So, Hashem say Tashamita. Why Tashamita? Why is the Mutter Makim Ves? Either Ves are born, they weren't Machim Makim Tzayach, or just see if they're outside, how much to rush them. Well, the second Malach is that even if it be Deraisa, okay? Even if it's a deraisa, still the advice of Avtacha that you're doing the right thing, things are going to be okay. Tesh means on Hoshisha Yishayim said, no, Tashmit is going to be Aser. The only Mekel on Divaritze, only can make on Divrei Mitzvah. What does Divrei Mitzvah mean? So we saw the Taz says that Divrei Mitzvah just means Divrei Mitzvah, na chibah v'nishak. Divrei Mitzvah means saying Tvam Shal Chibah. In fact, the Taz, Divrei Mitzvah is always mutter. We said, right during the vest, Divrei Mitzvah is always going to be mutter. He says, over here is a chiv, normally it's mutter. Here is going to be a chiv. Chiv and nishak, the Taz is not going to be mekalan. Why is he going to be mekalan? Because it was awesome and I didn't, Taz. Therefore, he's not going to be mekalan. The Shach, learned to know. It's going on, chiv and nishak. Even if you say machmer tev lebracha, it's a dech. You should go on and be machmer and start. And go ahead and be mekal on chiv and nishak, because being that there is a hishtekikus. The Ramah says that machmer shalei the factor ragadav eritzei tavlei bracha, one gets a blessing for every machmer. That the chumra is, what's the chumra? On one hand, you're not doing your chiyuv, so why is that a chumra? On the other hand, if you have tashamita, you have a kul and a chesnida, so what will be considered the chumra over here? So there's just lomim, but you would say the chumra is not to go. Don't go, because you get yourself into massive where we have a problem. Therefore, the right thing would be machmer tavlei bracha for one not to go. So the grass says machmer tavlei bracha is to get her to go ahead and be meichel, and that's how the grass ends. Yoytzei derech is dafka yoytzei derech. Barman derech, even though it's considered a kasas mitzvah by barman derech, the Mishnah Berurah and coming to mind if it's Tisha B'Av speaks about that if Tisha B'Av is chal b'Shabbos. This year, Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos, right? So, Tisha B'Av is Chal B'Shabbos. So, the halacha is that we're machmer tasha mita besides lo tvila we're mekel, and Mishra Rishai Tzim brings down Baba Nederach also we're mekel on Kesidik Tzas Mitzvah, and therefore Baba Nederach we're mekel on tasha mita. But okay, if this halacha B'Shabbos vest, we are not going to be mekel, and there's no heter Baba Nederach to be mekel on the Shabbos vest, so we're not going to be mekel. The Isha's Yetzir Derech, so the Daka Chufa brings down also that we're not going to be Mekel on Shazva, we're not going to be Mekel, and we're not going to be Mekel when the Isha's Yetzir, when the Isha's Yetzir Derech. What is the Zman of Yetzir Derech? In other words, let's say you have a 12 o'clock flight, so when's the Yetzir Derech? If you're in the house, 10 o'clock. You're leaving your 12 o'clock flight, Shkia 7, and you're leaving the house at, I'll say, your 2 o'clock flight, we have a flight 10 o'clock. Yetzer Derech is like between Mamish right then, or is it the night before? Well? The Yoim?
The night before.
So that's not, if I remember correctly, it's Machta Shagan Reish Mem. He discusses that the Rambam, the Shach brings on the Rambam says, Leibel, Leibel, Yisir Derech, Leibel, Leibel, Derech, Shakashalai, that the Rambam says that it's kasha tashrus on the ego minaderech. Therefore, what's going on over here? So I think the Machzor Shekel Rishman says that no, that this halacha is like maybe the night before. It's not the day you're going. The day you're going, maybe that's not bad. In other words, it's kashali. You're leaving a 2 o'clock flight to do tashrus like right before on your way out. That maybe that's kashali. If you do it the night before, then you know that's where.
Says that
tell
you
that
you walk
and
you're going in
the caravan.
You
make different twists. Different twists. The Mikyasif learns that this halach, if I look to the mitzvah, this halach is going to the mitzvah, the Mikyasif learns that if you want to look at the derech, v'ishtei nida, v'tit v'otechay na'achas, v'achlamten, that if you're going to the derech and your wife is a nida, so you have to go ahead and wait. I got the shayin once in a while. In other words, he's going to the derech, she's going to the derech, and it's the Zman of Teichayinah. You know? So Mikaseh says the correct thing is one should wait.
Is it
then?
Is the mikvah?
Is
the
mikvah? Tomorrow is the mikvah or whatever. Teichayinah. Dafka.
If it's
dry.
How long? A week after?
Does he have to charge
via
100
check
to change the clients?
What is it? So it says Dafka is the dvar. Zakta Shach. Dafka is the dvar mitzvah. If you're going to mitzvah, you have to wait. Even the Rosh Hashanah, I look so good, and then it's a chlamtim. The grace is mefarish like that, and we'll say chen mechilek, and therefore, if it's the Rosh Hashanah, so good, then one does not have to wait. And you want to know Bono Kani every time is the Yetzel Medech, or Bama Nedech, you want to know when you leave.
You'll
be saying much of Shabbos.
You'll
send the Yetzel. Okay, you'll be saying.
She knows he's going to leave
that. What? In a week.
Yeah.
If she cools you, it's not the same. If she cools you, you have to find out whether she is Tamei or Tar. She doesn't have a vest, next time we say is Yom Lamed. If you wait after Zman of Vest, you don't have to ask. Why don't you have to ask her after Zman of Vest? Because we have like a Sfek as a Safik if she saw it. Sometimes she saw it. Maybe she missed time. She went to the mikveh and it's going to be okay. The Aruch HaShulchan says that this halacha does not apply to Zman of Zayi can be Mekal. He said because in the olden days, he said that they had Tyrus and they went to the mikveh because of Tyrus. Therefore, if you waited Zman, which she could go to the mikveh, so for sure she went to the mikveh because of Tyrus. So Zman of Zayi, which that day we don't have Tyrus as Manazah, so therefore he says he's not able to assume that she went to the mikveh, and therefore he says that you would have to go in and ask her, you'd have to ask her as Manazah, if you waited the amount of time which you would normally go to the mikveh, you'd have to go ahead and ask her to find out whether she went to the mikveh. How long is the Musalekis? So the Shach put down the Machlekis, whether it's 24 months or 25 months. You have every year. So he starts with the Sugan of Ezer that by Menekes Chever you have to wait 24 months, 25 months. Doesn't he say anything to Machlekis? The place he said has no Sheikhs to that. Why doesn't it have no Sheikhs to that? Because there, the Shach was called Menekes. Here it's a Metzias like a thing. And therefore he says, oh, it's going to be 24 months. We had a Machlekis Menegay a Caesarian. Does the Caesarian have the heter of a Musalekis or not? Being that you don't have the Evar Mispaken, you saw the Chodeshan is Mesopik, other Achoinim wanted to go ahead and be make also and say you would have a Heter. Mubaris who sees when does he have to be Chodeshis, so we saw a Shai has to see three times or one time, and we'll see more on Kufay Tah, so the Paras is ready, we're Machmer, if they see one time already, we're going to be Machmer, that's Veshe Nikavua, and we would have to go ahead and be Machmer. We're going to discuss Menegeya Mabe being called Mabe Livdek or is a Meshubach. So Mechaber brings down that the halach is that Isha Sheish Leves Kavua Yibola Shloi Kedark B'shaz Ves Vein Tzorch B'tikot L'Tashmish. Shashem is Medayik that you don't need B'tikot L'Tashmish but you're allowed to do B'tikot L'Tashmish. Achet Tashmish Mechaber was Isha do B'tikot. The Ramah Paskin that you don't do B'tika lefnei tash la'achat tashmish, shalei nei mekayu poyosh. There shouldn't be nikayu poyosh if you don't do B'tika before tash la'af tashmish. But shalei tashmash is called mevda kareza mishuva. We show the shayef and agraz, there's no reason to leave nikayu poyosh. Let's say the husband tells her to go ahead and do B'tika, so there's no leaving nikayu poyosh maybe. And he says, Nechnami, then there would be a mailo called mavalida kareza mishuva. The Sidney Taya on the other hand said that no, that still there's a leaving nikayu poyosh. And therefore, you shouldn't be married. Because the Surah Moshe seems to be started that Befrap is Manazeh, where we are, we're Machmer Amaris, and it's still be a suffix, so it could be it won't be such a major mile of Kol Marvel Dekarizem Mishu Bachas.